Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm Gabriel. I'm a junior at Montclair State and I study anthropology. I'm going to talk to you today about politics and human rights violations in Thailand. Thailand is very unstable politically compared to the US, which our democracy is over 200 years old. I think it's the longest lasting democracy in the world. Thailand, however, has a history of coups every few years and a transition constantly from semi-democratic to military-run government. Thailand was an absolute monarchy, so they had a king. They still do have a king, but the king had absolute power for over 700 years until the coup d'etat in 1932. Since then, there's been about 30 attempted coups, which is the most of any country in the last century, I believe, and 13 of those coups have been successful. So on average, every few years, 5 or 6 years or so, there's been a coup, which makes it, coups are kind of just accepted as a part of life in Thailand. Of course, a lot of people would prefer it's not that way, but when a coup happens, it doesn't have the same gravity that if a coup happened in America, that would have. It's just accepted as a part of life. Over the past few decades, it's been constantly, so in 01, they had a democratically elected prime minister for 5 years. He was actually the first prime minister who was democratically elected to serve a full term. But then while he was out of the country, the military took over and he had to flee in exile. So it's just constant transition between democracy, although not full democracy, to military-ran government. The main political parties are Palang Pracharat, Phuthai, and Future Forward Party. So Palang Pracharat is the military junta's party. So the junta took over in 2014. They launched a coup. They used the justification of there being these giant protests between red shirts and yellow shirts, which the red shirts are the working class, the poor, and the yellow shirts are the upper class, the elites, the ones who have more power and more sway. So Palang Pracharat is headed by General Prayut Chan-o-cha, who was the head of the coup back in 2014. He is still in power. They had elections in 2019, which were not exactly free or fair, but of course they pretend that they were. And this guy is still in power, and so are his cronies. So Phuthai Party is, this is an older party. It's very popular among the people, but less so now due to Future Forward Party, which I'll get to in a bit. But Phuthai had a few prime ministers, including the two Shinawatra siblings, the brother who was elected in 01, and then the sister who was elected about 10 years later. They're both in exile now, having been forced to flee the country, otherwise they would have been put in jail. Future Forward Party is more of like a progressive, they want to totally change the constitution, make sure the military is ran by the prime minister, so it would be a democratically elected prime minister who would be in charge of the military. The same way in the US, the president is the commander-in-chief of the military, they would like to do something similar. And they have a bunch of other policies to move Thailand forward, hence the name, I guess. So Thanatong Jungwin Rangkit is he was supposed to be prime minister, but due to the military's basically cheating and whatnot, they kind of screwed him out of it. And now he never actually got to be an MP. So MP is like, in the US we have senators and congressmen. It's like being a senator or a congressman. They call it an MP. So they charged him on saying he owned certain stocks that he wasn't allowed to own. But anyway, he created this party just 2 years ago. Him and his friend were talking about how the country's going in a bad direction. They need to change the way things are going, and they thought they could do something about it. And they had a lot of success. They got over 6 million votes, which is about like 10% of the population in Thailand. So it's a lot, especially for a new party. it would be like some third party in the U.S. coming up and getting, you know, 10% of the vote. It would be a big deal. Unfortunately, in February, just a year after the elections, Future Forward Party was disbanded by the courts. They said they took an illegal loan from the founder, Tanaton. And, well, the thing is that the judges were all appointed by the military junta back while they still had a military government. So it's basically, obviously, just not fair. You know, they're in the junta's pocket, so they can just charge people for whatever they want. Charges were brought up against all the founding members, and they were all banned. So they lost, the Future Forward Party lost, I believe, like 14 members. So now they, and then a few defected afterwards. So they had to make a new party, which is pretty much still the same old party, but they lost a bunch of members and they don't have the same leadership they had before. So these people who founded the party were all, they're all charged with potential, they could potentially face prison time, and they've all been banned from politics for several years. I think 10 years, and then the head guy, Tanaton, he could face like a ban of 20 years. Basically, just want to make sure these people can never mess with the military junta's power. So the reaction of the people and after this happened was they had big protests on college campuses, which there's a big history in Thailand of college students protesting in the 1970s and again in the 90s. They, you know, they caused like real change in the country, but they also had, they were shut down violently by the military. In the 70s, I believe 100 people were killed at this college where they were protesting. Although the official number is like 40 people who were there that day say it was like 100 people killed by the military. And again, there were people killed by the military in the 90s who were having a big protest. I think a few dozen people were killed. So it would have been interesting to see where these protests went, but COVID-19 kind of shut everything down. People couldn't protest anymore. And we'll have to see what happens in the future. I'm recording this during, well, we're all on lockdown. It's April 2020. So once lockdown ends in Thailand, it'll be interesting to see if they start protesting again and if they can cause anything to change. So about the party's handling of the COVID-19 crisis, Palang Pachawat, that's the ruling party. It's basically the military junta's party. It's all their cronies. The people are not happy with how he handled it. And recently they were still planning on buying some, I think it was like tanks or something, some military equipment from the U.S. for, you know, millions and millions of dollars. But the people had really annoyed about that. And so they did cause the government to go back and say, okay, we won't buy this. So the people do have influence. It's just, it remains to be seen if they can force the military out of power in the future. But Prayut is very unpopular. There's a lot of memes about him on the internet. And they also have, well, there's a song which I have put in the activity. It's from a group called Rap Against Dictatorship. And it's all against, of course, the military and about, you know, just all their abuses and all the shady stuff they do, which I'll have linked in the activity. You can check it out. In the song, they actually incorporate the protest from the 1970s where the military killed dozens of people. And you can see towards the end of the video, it's pretty graphic, so just letting you know now. But you can see that there's a student, they have a dummy, of course, but it's hanging from the tree, and you can see people beating the dead body, which is what happened, allegedly, back on that day. And it's a very, you can feel the emotions of the people rapping. They're clearly fed up with the military and just the lack of freedom in their country. So beatings, murders, and activists disappearing have all been problems under military rule. The police don't investigate. Of course they don't, because I mean, they can't. The military wouldn't let them. And also the police force in Thailand, everyone knows it's corrupt. The Thai people do not trust the police. And it's far more so than in America, where, you know, there's still a distrust of police. But over there, it's way, way more so. You wouldn't call the police if you have a problem over there, unless you're someone of influence or power or you have a lot of money. Civilians end up facing military trials there. They'll be held indefinitely. Some people have been held for over a year or more without facing trial. And then when they do face trial, eventually it's a military trial. So, I mean, they just, there's no freedom. They can't protest. There's no freedom of speech. So in addition to that, they also have re-education camps, and the elections are not fair. They are not, it's not an accurate depiction of what the Thai people want. They do not want this military government. They would prefer to have Pheu Thai Party or Future Forward Party in power. Those parties got more votes than Palang Pracharat. But it remains to be seen what they can do to remove the military government. And I expect that after the COVID-19 crisis dies down, there'll be a lot of change in the next few years, especially with the former Future Forward Party, which is now the Move Forward Party. The former leaders they've launched their own movement, and they are causing people to change how they think about things. And at some point, they'll cause real change to the governmental structure of Thailand.